there is a big variety of behaviors that could be exhibited by subjects who may escalate to disruptive or violent actions. Here are some examples. Unexplained increases in absenteeism, which could often be combined with decreased performance in work or academics. Resistance or overreaction to change or reasonable limits, such as those set forth by Tufts University's policies and procedures. Extreme or sudden changes in behaviors. Numerous conflicts with others or sudden isolation from others. Difficulty learning from past behaviors and experiences. Paranoia or distrust. Approval of use of violence to resolve a problem, which could be combined with idolizing persons who have engaged in violence towards others. It's important to remember that threat assessment focuses on behavior, not on characteristics or profiles. In an analysis of incidents of targeted campus violence, there was no useful profile that could be drawn based on personal characteristics. However, there were important behavioral warning signs displayed in each situation. After watching this video, you should be able to differentiate between someone who just seems unusual or makes you feel uncomfortable and someone who is exhibiting violent or threatening behavior. However, if you are questioning or unsure, it's always better to talk to someone about a person or situation of concern. You should always err on the side of caution and file a report so that TTAM can determine whether a situation requires intervention.